often the reason that, that procedures aren't transparent is that the majority likes to enjoy their power and keep the actual procedures away from the minority. And so the new rules that require a week of advance notice for hearings the text of markups or amendments that committees consider to be publicly available beforehand, that's really a meaningful window into what's actually being considered.
And the other one that I found pretty significant was committee votes online.
Yep. So committee votes are going to be required to be online for all committees now, except for the Ethics Committee, which is understandable.
Now, let's just be clear. We're not talking about them being able to vote online. This is them. So you can find out how members voted at the committee level.
Right.
Yeah.
And up to now, if you went to an actual committee in person, you could physically inspect the paper record of how they voted. And this is the first time they're going to be required to put those things online.
And why is that significant?
That's significant because if you really think that it's important for members to have accountability about how they vote, the way that we get that in this day and age is not to require people to go to a committee office to see how the voting actually happened. Putting information online is really the way that we make things public now.
Yeah. And that's by and large the way people get information now. They don't go to other places. They go online.
Right. And that means it has a different effect. It'll show up in a Google search, or you can link to it in a blog post an hour after the event. So that really changes the way we can talk about what's happening in Congress.
On top of that, the committee that actually has come up with all these rules, the Rules Committee, rather creatively named, their votes are also going to be available online. And sometimes we've seen this happen where they say, oh, yes, all the other committees have to put their stuff, but not ours.
Right, and that's really been one of the places where these fights have happened, where the minority on the Rules Committee is always frustrated by the majority having their power. And I was surprised to see that the Rules Committee is going to be putting their votes online.
One of the things that I know, agencies sometimes they get access to these, but vendors won't, or other folks, Joe Citizen won't. Final bill availability. This is now going to be, we'll see, but going to be more widely available.
Right. And so we saw Leader Boehner over the summer and fall pledged repeatedly to put all bills online for 72 hours. And this is the first time we're actually seeing how that's going to work. It's not entirely in the rules, but it's in the rules for the most part. And it really looks like Republicans are not going to be able to back down from this pledge. And so the rules have language about needing to let the minority see the bills for three calendar days before it's brought to the floor.
Which is going to be interesting because I know with some of the health care provisions, I don't think they had a bill, barely got it before they voted.
Right. Now this is still going to be easy to evade because they're going to put things in manager's amendments. The rules coming out of the Rules Committee can change what's in the bill. But what we're hoping is that we've finally seen the last of introducing a bill and no one seeing it an hour before it's voted on the floor.
On top of this, a fairly interesting, almost it feels like a changing of the guard here. There's a new committee that is specifically, not a new committee. They've put a committee responsible specifically for electronic publications.
Mm-hmm. We're excited about that because for so many of these problems, when the House does poorly at putting information online, they can just point fingers at each other because there's nobody in charge. It's not like the executive branch where you just say, well, it's the president's fault if nobody else is. The institution of Congress is a lot trickier. So putting things online really needed somebody to be in charge of figuring out the standards and who's going to be responsible.
On top of that, one of the ones that I love, because committee hearing notices, mm-hmm. you have to go all over the place to find these, and they're then in different forms. And that seems like it might be standardized in some form or fashion.
Yeah, at first it probably won't be standardized, but now the committees are required to put it online and publish it. Finally, maybe we're going to get the holy grail of committee availability, which is to go to a single place and see all the hearings in the House and Senate. And when that happens, it'll just be a totally different Congress.
we'll actually hear a hallelujah chorus there in the background, won't we?
Exactly.
We're talking to John Wunderlich. He is the policy director at the Sunlight Foundation, talking about many of the new transparency rules that are coming to the brand new House of Representatives. This one, I got to tell you, really shocked me. And I guess it's times are really a change. And finally, technology can actually be on the House floor.
Yeah. We'd heard some rumblings for maybe a year or two about maybe allowing laptops or something, and I didn't know.
That's like a ghast.
Yeah. And they really loosened it. The new rule says you can use technology as long as it doesn't impair decorum. So we'll see what that means. We'll see if there are stories about solitaire being played on the floor. Or
angry birds.
Right.
One of the other provisions in here are oversight plans, interim online posting. Explain what these are.
So the oversight plans, each House committee has to put together a plan about how they're going to do oversight. And this is something that really nobody paid any attention to. And I think Republicans and the transition team decided that they really wanted to pay more attention to oversight, and they wanted to make it front and center. So committees have to, I think it's twice a year, submit a plan about what their activities have been and what kind of oversight work they've done.
And I got to ask you, because we've gone through a lot of what sound like really transparent ideas and noticeably missing from the list, and you can hear the list right there, noticeably missing, Congressional Research Service reports.
Yep. I don't see anything about changing the way the CRS reports are shared, so I don't have any reason to hope that that's going to change anytime soon.
You got to explain this to me, because I just don't get it. I don't understand the reasoning about why these wouldn't be posted. I mean, GAO reports are posted on all sorts. IG reports are posted online. Why? I don't understand the argument even.
Any argument that CRS can use to say we shouldn't have to post these and share them with the public, GAO or CBO could use, and they're fine. But the arguments that we hear from CRS are that they would lose their ability to share confidential reports with members of Congress, which they wouldn't. They would absolutely still have that ability. And then they also talk about incurring a legal liability, where maybe if they shared these reports with the public, they would end up getting subpoenaed because they helped a bill pass that ended up harming someone. So they're worried about having to show up in court and testify.
And all of that is well and good, but in the end, it isn't the CRS. It's not their decision. It's the people they work for decision, which is the folks who just set these rules.
Absolutely.
And they continue to allow this to go on. This is information that we pay for.
Yeah, we pay for it. It's nonpartisan. It's incredibly valuable, and it's often for sale on different websites. And you know, or
lawmakers just post them on their websites.
Exactly. So there's really no reason that they shouldn't be sharing them broadly online.
It is the question that constantly baffles me. I don't, as I say, sometimes you know you can agree to disagree. I don't understand the argument here.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
I totally agree.
Anything else that we should be watching out for in terms of transparency in the coming Congress?
It'll be interesting to see how much committee video happens. It's, you know, they've really committed to
they
it.
Did here, Facebook, they did Facebook at least on opening day.
Yeah. But they have the phrase "in as much as practicable" or
practicable,
you know,
or whatever.
Yeah. That's a lot of room.
Right. So. It gives them a lot of wiggle room, and I guess a lot of it will be to see how they actually, okay, we have the rules. How do those actually get implemented?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.